The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school volleyball.
Blocked up there by Fisher. She tips it back over. Roll shot across. Little pinball going on here. Pass back over to Pleasanton. Siegel tight to the net and it's put away by Fisher.
Today, it's the Class D1 State Tournament in Lincoln featuring the undefeated and top-ranked Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs. High school volleyball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Set that time by Hagen. On the outside, it's blocked by Linder. Dug out of the net, though. Nice save by Hannah Herrick, and across it comes to Linder in the middle. She'll rattle it home, and we're tied at 12.
Pleasanton has run the table so far and looks for three more wins in Lincoln to complete a perfect championship season. It's Pleasanton Bulldog Volleyball coming up next, but first, it's the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. We'll take you live to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln with ESPN Radio Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from Hogemeyer Hybrids.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Day two of the State High School Volleyball Tournament continues with Class D1 action as the undefeated and top-ranked Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs take on the Eagles of Johnson-Brock. It's the first of three games we'll be bringing to you on Platte River Radio today. When this one's done, we'll switch to the other side of the curtain and bring you Amherst as they take on Archbishop Bergen. And then later tonight on Power 99, Overton will be in action, taking on Guardian Angels Central Catholic out of West Point. That begins at 7 o'clock. The last time Johnson-Brock played a state tournament game, they beat Pleasanton in the 2018 third-place game, and how things have switched since then. Pleasanton, of course, coming down last year and getting into the second round before falling to Archbishop Bergen yet again. And for Johnson-Brock, they did not make it here to stay, but we got to see them play Kennesaw last week in the district final, and they come in as the number 8 seed with a record of 20-11. Now, half their losses to Diller Odell, who's in the D2 semifinal, and Fall City Sacred Heart, who will take on Diller Odell in the semifinals. That's going to be a dandy tomorrow. The other side, Chambers Wheeler Central, will take on Maywood Hayes Center. Maywood Hayes Center swept Mullen. Chambers Wheeler Central, a four-set win over Wynot. Sacred Heart dropped the opening set, but then beat Humphrey St. Francis in four. And Diller Odell actually dropped the opening set to Nebraska Christian, but came back to win in four. On the other court right now, it'll be the number 2 seed, Bruning Davenport Shickley, taking on Hardington Cedar Catholic. And BDS and Pleasanton have been 1-2 all season long. Also going on tonight, outside of the Overton Guardian Angels game at 7, Lutheran High Northeast will play Centennial. And then the 8:30 games, Clarkson Lee will take on Howells Dodge, and Norfolk Catholic will be taking on Superior. This is the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. We'll come back and take a look at the starting lineup for today's match between Pleasanton and Johnson-Brock right after this.
I came from a big city. Nebraska's different. Nebraska is one large, small town. Independent and dedicated, Maryland is a big deal in a little town like this.
Dr. Zuzak is so passionate about what he does that we just knew that we were in good hands. Like, we walked in there, and it kind of felt like you walked into just a friend's house.
I like to translate things into simple, everyday language. Talking with patients about what is going to happen to them, what the disease is like, you get to know them pretty well.
It wasn't just about the cancer. It was about us as a family.
The people. It's kind of an amazing thing to me. I think it makes me proud to be a Nebraskan.
The dedication, for sure. That is true Nebraskan style, and the kindness. You could not be in better hands.
My name is Tom Zuzag, and I'm a Nebraskan at heart.
Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For the visiting Eagles of Johnson-Brock, serving at first will be number 9, 5'4" senior Christina Johnson. She's followed by number two, 5'7 senior outside hitter Emily Wenzel. Number four, 5'10 senior middle hitter is Taylor Buckmeyer. She's second on the team in kills at 191. Number six is 5'5" senior right side hitter Kendra Shreves. Number seven, 5'11" junior outside hitter Jaden Hahn, 332 kills on the season. And, of course, you'll know the name Hahn, Ty Hahn, of course, on scholarship for the Nebraska football team. And number 13 is a 5'8" senior middle hitter, Jordan Kaler. The libero is number 16, 5'4" junior, Audrey Sanford. The head coach of the Eagles is Kara Williams, assisted by Tanya Sanford. They defeated Elmwood Murdoch and Humboldt Table Rock Steinhauer in the sub-districts and Kennesaw in straight sets of the district final. This is their 10th trip to state, but from 2015 to 2017, they ruled the roost with Fallon Studeheit, who went to the Huskers and now plays for the University of Nebraska at Kearney. They won three consecutive state championships. They come in with a record of 20-11 out of the Pioneer Conference. Now for the top seed, the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs. Number 14 is a 5'6" junior outside hitter, Taryn Flood. Number 4, 5'6" senior setter, Natalie Siegel. Number 15, 5'9" senior outside hitter, Casey Pierce. Number 10, 6-foot senior middle blocker, Katie Linder, leads the team in kills with 342. Number 8 is a 6-foot senior right side hitter, Kinsey Linder. And number 6, 5'9" senior outside hitter, Belle Pates, who's second on the team with 229 kills. The libero, number 3, 5'7" sophomore, Reagan Weisdorfer. We'll see Chelsea Fisher come into the ballgame, 6'2" junior, third on the team in kills. Probably also see Haley Molring rotate in from time to time. For head coach Shane Nordby, assisted by Vicki Lammers, John Phillips, Brianna Dinas, and Marissa Ashe, they defeated Axtell and Amherst in the sub-districts and Anselmerna in straight sets in the district final. Pleasanton is 30-0. They have only lost two sets all year long. One of those was in the final of the Ord invite to Grand Island Central Catholic. The other was in the sub-district final to Amherst. This is only the sixth trip to the state tournament for Pleasanton, their third in a row, where they fell to Archbishop Bergen in the semifinals both year. They did win the Class C title back in 1976. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. We'll get our D1 quarterfinal match underway right after this on KXPN Kearney and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox and water furnace dealer. It's never too late to be sure your heating system is working properly and efficiently. Axman Heating and Air, your water furnace and Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
A place to listen or download podcasts of the game that are Platte River radio stations broadcast from as far back as 5 years are at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Bookmark PlatteRiverPreps.com. Download the free Platte River Radio app so you're connected. We never forget a great game at PlatteRiverPreps.com, powered by Platte River Radio.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Our injury report is brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back to the game of life with a location near you. Good news for both of the ball clubs. They've got them all suited up and we're ready to go. That's exactly what you want to hear coming in to any time, especially during this COVID-19 season. And that is our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Johnson Brock in the black uniforms with the red and white trim will move from right to left. Pleasanton in their red tops, white trim, black shorts. They'll move from left to right along your radio dial, and we are ready to get the state tournament underway. Pleasanton, one goal since they walked off these floors last year, and that's to get back and win it all. And Pleasanton will serve it away first. Taryn Flood will do so. She's got 29 ace serves on the season, as Johnson Brock will have their libero and drop three back, and we are underway. Hahn on serve receive, set to the outside. The first swing will be a soft tap across, and it's good for Emily Wenzel. She'll have the kill. So Johnson Brock scores first. Hahn is an outstanding athlete here for Johnson Brock. She seems to be obviously number one on this team. They have a couple other girls that we saw against Kennesaw do okay, as Johnson serves it across. Linder on her first swing, and it's deflected right at us. And give the first kill of the match here to Katie Linder. Give the assist to the guy calling the game. What a great left-handed catch by the radio announcer. Trying to get Buck Mahoney to at least smile a little bit over here, as the serves across by Natalie Siegel, and we are tied 1-1. Tap across by Buckmeyer. Set Kearney, or Pleasanton in the middle. Linder blocked, and it is out of bounds. but they're going to call a net violation on Pleasanton. And so Johnson Brock will pick up the point, and it is 2-1. Emily Wenzel now to serve it away. Cross court picked up there by the libero. Handled the middle. Linder, great dig out of the back row that time by Johnson. Tapped across and returned on the line by Linder. So Katie with her second kill. 2-2 here, just underway. Best of five, of course, here at the state tournament, and Casey Pierce will go back and serve it away for Pleasanton. Tosses it, looks for that top spin, fires it across here to Wenzel. Good pass. Johnson sets a little wide, but rolls it through the double block. Kendra Shreves. And Johnson Brock up 3-2. Again, these seniors, the only ones that would have been a little bit of a part of anything that happened here at the state tournament for Johnson Brock back in 2017, the third straight title. As Sanford will serve it across. Mom, the assistant coach outside, Bell Pates, will get her first swing, and she'll get her first kill. So some pretty short points, and we are tied 3-3. Both teams looking up to pick up a point on their serve. Katie Linder back to serve it away, and that brings Chelsea Fisher into the front row here for Pleasanton. And the serve comes across to Hahn, looking for her first swing. They'll set it to her. She'll roll it across here. Jaden's dug out. Fisher in the middle. She'll drive it across. Off Johnson, a one arm up, and they'll be able to pass it across here with Wenzel. Free ball for Pleasanton. Set to the outside from Siegel. Pates drives it over. The dig made by Sanford. Bump set middle. Roll shot across here by Kaler. Diving save Pates, and now trouble just to pass it across Pierce, but they will. Free ball, Johnson Brock. Hahn on the outside, left-hand tip. One-arm return, but out of bounds by Siegel. And give Hahn credit for her first kill. And Johnson Brock on the side out after our first rally of this match. Rotating in now, Olivia Nichols, 5'3 sophomore. She'll serve, play the back row, do some setting here for Coach Williams. Floating it across to Pierce. Siegel sets middle. Driven across, but right off the shoulder of Wenzel. Popped in the air and returned across by Kaler. Set middle. Siegel blocked again up there by Kaler. And then tipped across. We've got a pinball, a little ping pong going on. Back and forth to the outside. Pates, and that'll finish it. We had 3-1 tops up there. And finally, they got a set on the Pleasanton side of the net. The Bulldogs, 4 points and 4 kills. Side out here for Weisdorfer. And Reagan takes it into the corner to her counterpart, Sanford. Bumps at Hahn, 10-foot line. Just another roll shot to Weisdorfer. Siegel sets middle, Fisher off the tip. The dig is made by Sanford. Here's the set by Nichols. Hahn again throws it into the back corner, and it's open. Hahn with her second kill of the match. And we continue to serve and rotate, serve and rotate, serve and rotate. And Hahn now goes back to serve it away. And Jaden puts a little something into it. She's very aggressive. She's kind of like Linder on her serve, bullets at all times. Pates on the attack, dug out Sanford. Outside, Wenzel takes it over the double block. Set here by Siegel. Here comes an outside attack, Pates. It's going to be picked up, overpass, slammed over by Fisher, overdug again. Pates again. Again, Johnson Brock digs it out and keeps it alive. Siegel to Pates on the outside. She'll put it away. Give the kill to Belle Pates. Her third, another good rally where Johnson Brock just kept keeping that ball alive. And back over to the Bulldogs. Serving it away is Pates, and deep and out of bounds. Tried the far corner zone one and missed both of the lines, deep and wide. 6-5, Johnson Brock. And we go to rotation six now for the Eagles. That means Jordan Kaler to serve it away. And Kaler serve into the corner, picked up there by Pierce. Set back outside Casey. Off the tip, down and good. Pierce with her first kill, 6-6. And Taryn Flood comes back in. Here's something you never see. 6-6, and we start our second time through the rotation. No one scored. Under the old system, it'd be 0-0. No one scored first time through. Let's see if Pleasanton can change that. Flood, good serve into the back corner to Knippelmeyer. Middle attack's going to be sent a little long, but Weisdorfer tried to play it. And the kill brought down by Taylor Buckmeyer, her first. 7-5, and back in Johnson to serve, 7-6, back in Johnson to serve it here for Johnson Brock. And the serve, fairly deep middle, handled that time by Weisdorfer. Out to Linder, big swing, blocked up there by Buckmeyer, dug out by Pleasanton, tipped over by Linder. Johnson Bruck pretty solid so far. Buckmeyer roll shot. Picked up by Pierce, dumped across by Siegel. They run into each other on the Johnson-Brock sideline, and they can't get it back in play. Point, Pleasanton. Nice tap across that got them off their game. Johnson-Brock, though, really scrappy. They probably just didn't have to be as scrappy against Kennesaw. They kind of owned that game as Siegel serves it across. Bump set right side for Wenzel. Off the tape, it pops across. It's handled there by Kinsey Linder. Back row to Pates. Pates off the tip. It's good. So Bell from the front and the back row playing well right now, and somebody has scored on their serve. And it is the Pleasanton Bulldogs, 8-7. And Siegel's serve stays in the middle to Hahn, set to the outside for Shreves. Shreves goes back corner but hits the bench of Pleasanton and out of bounds. And maybe the floodgates will open in a hurry here for Pleasanton. Siegel serves at 9-7 in the opening set. Just across to Hahn. Good pass. Johnson slide right side. Tipped across. And it is out of bounds by Buckmeyer. Mistimed her jump. And now Pleasanton has scored four in a row to take a 10-7 lead. Finally found a rotation you could score on. As Hahn on another serve receive. Johnson back set to Wenzel on the near pin. Picked up there by Pates. Bump set. Pierce standing tip across. Treble good. Nobody moved on the Pierce tip. And now we might see a Johnson-Brock timeout. Five in a row by Pleasanton. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. Opening set, Pleasanton 11, Johnson-Brock 7.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are all very proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. The River Stop is the only stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas, refreshment, and to fill your tank. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton. We are very proud to support our area athletes and coaches. Good luck, Bulldogs.
Out of the Johnson-Brock timeout. Serve across by Natalie Siegel. They'll set Hahn back middle, and she'll get a kill. Jaden Hahn from the back row gets a side out here for Johnson-Brock, and that'll send Emily Wenzel back to serve it away. 11-8 Dogs. Linder tries to answer. It's blocked, but out of bounds by Buckmeyer. Boy, Johnson-Brock is actually doing a good job getting a block up at the net here. Katie Linder has a few kills. Only a couple, but they have blocked her quite often as Pierce's serve is wide and out of bounds. Linder's probably been blocked more here in the first 20 points of the match than she usually is on any night. And side out here for Johnson-Brock. Audrey Sanford to serve it away. And the white libero jersey with the black numbers passed above the net. A little joust, and we have got a net violation called here for a back row attack. Siegel's supposed to be in the back, tipped it across. Point Johnson-Brock. That is the first point they have scored on their serve. And it comes from libero Audrey Sanford, her second time back there. She punches this a little deeper at Linder. Fake the back set. Pates on the outside. Termination. Fifth kill already for Bell Pates. And that is 10 kills out of 13 points here for Pleasanton. 13-10. Pleasanton halfway home here in the opening set. On court number two, it is Hardington Cedar Catholic leading BDS 15-11 in the opening set. Pass off the mark. Struggle here for Johnson-Brock. Passed over by Hahn. Set middle. Here's the attack by Fisher, and Chelsea will get her first kill of the match. 14-10. Bulldogs. Linder back at the service line here for the red and white. And the serve into the corner is picked up there by Shreves outside Hahn. Angle attack to Bell Pates. Joust at the net. It falls on the side of Johnson-Brock, and Kaler can't dig it out. Point here for Pleasanton, 15-10. Linder looking for three in a row. Shorter serve. Handled by Shreves. Set outside Hahn through the double block. Jaden Hahn, her fourth kill. A reminder that the Pleasanton Bulldog football team will look to avenge their only loss of the season in the D2 quarterfinals tomorrow night, hosting Sandhill Stedford. Pregame at 5:30, kickoff at 6 on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Olivia Nichols on the serve. Outside Pates takes it across, but Sandorf is there, and then they pass it into the net. So Pates going to get credit for that one, but that was more on a errant second play there by Johnson Brock. And Weisdorfer to serve it away. Reagan, who took over for her sister Paige in that libero position after she graduated. Tip shot here by Kaler. Set outside Pates again, near pin. They're going to call it on the line. Got just a little bit there for Belle Pates. 17-11 now. Weisdorfer to serve it. Other football tomorrow, Kearney Catholic Auburn will be on ESPN 1460. Adams Central Ashland Greenwood on ESPN 1550. Kennesaw BDS will be on the Breeze, 94.5. All games kicking off at 6. And then at 7, Northwest and Hastings High on 1230 KHAS as Jaden Hahn will record her fifth kill and get a side out here for Johnson Brock. Wide on the serve, though, and out of bounds. That is the first service error here for the Eagles, 18-12. Pleasanton on the south court, Hardington Cedar Catholic, 18-13 in a timeout over BDS. Right side attack, tipped across here by Johnson Brock. Great save, and then slapped down anyway by Jordan Kaler. That'll be her first kill. She slapped it over. Great save by Pierce. Then she had a free ball above the net and hammered it away again. Her and Knippelmeyer were both waiting for that free ball. And Kaler now will serve it away. 18-13 Pleasanton in the first. Back set. Here's Fisher. Tipped high in the air. Sets in the middle there for Hahn. Outside Wenzel goes with the offhand tip played by Pierce. Siegel will set Fisher in the middle again, and she'll drive it down. Chelsea with her second kill. Side out Pleasanton. Johnson Brock just can't get anything on their serve. They only have 1 point so far on serve, and they're going to go ahead and use their second timeout here for Johnson Brock. Pleasanton 19, Johnson Brock 13. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes and wish them good luck in the competition. Stop in and talk to the experts at Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer and Service in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs!
Friendly service every time. Quality is what you'll find where your neighbors and your friends go see Trotter.
Taryn Flood serves it across for Pleasanton. Blocked at the net by Linder on the attack that's tipped away by Taylor Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer was blocked, came right back above her, found a way to throw it across and get the kill here. Her second for Johnson Brock. Multiple subs as we go back into rotation one here for the Eagles. It'll be Christina Johnson to serve it away for the third time here in the set. 19-14 Pleasanton. Goes back middle, handled there by Flood. Outside attack by Linder, and another kill for Katie. That'll be her third. Pates has been number one in kills here in the first set, just for where we have been in the rotation. And back to serve it away will be the center, Natalie Siegel. Had a four-point run last time she was back there. Across to Hahn. Johnson sets middle, tapped across Buckmeyer. Pleasanton goes to the outside for Pierce, tipped it into her own net, though. A rare error here for Pleasanton. Point Johnson Brock. And Emily Wenzel to serve it away. Next here on ESPN, Amherst and Archbishop Bergen as the serve is across by Wenzel. High set Linder. Outside, elevate, terminate, number four for Katie Linder. When you give her a good set, it didn't even have to be perfect, but when it's good, she can just usually elevate over everybody else, although Buckmeyer and Hahn are giving her some problems here this afternoon. Pleasanton serve across, and Hahn on the angle attack puts it down off Pates. Jaden with her sixth kill. She came into today with 332. 21-16. But Johnson Brock's going to have to get something going from the service line if they hope to have a chance here in the set. Over to Linder. Siegel outside, and Pates had a wide open look. The block was late getting there. And that's the eighth kill for Bell here in this first set. 22-16. Fisher back into the front row as Katie Linder will go back and serve it away. Linder, short middle, right on the 10-foot line, chased down by Shreves. Outside, Hahn waits for it and hammers it across off the shoulder of Siegel. Pleasanton's at least able to pass it back over. Hahn will take another swing off the tip. It's dug out back row by Linder. Siegel will set it to Katie in the back row. Good swing over, pass, free ball, Fisher. Chelsea Fisher gets the kill, set up by the back row swing of Linder. And Pleasanton is 2 points away from the opening set. Hardington Cedar Catholic, the 7 seed, has taken the first set from Bruning Davenport Shickley, 25-17. Linder serve, Johnson sets, waiting for the roll shot by Kaler. Free ball basically, dumped over by Siegel. Good save there by Sanford. Joust at the net, comes over on the Johnson Brock side. Point Fisher. Chelsea getting her fingertip on it to make it game point here for the Bulldogs. And Linder to finish it off in the opening set. Fires it across to Sanford. Hahn, one more swing. She's blocked, and it's out off of Fisher. It shot all the way towards the scorer's table. Hahn will get her 7th kill. And back to serve it away will be Olivia Nichols. Considering Johnson Brock only has 1 point on serve, you got to think that the Bulldogs are in good shape here. Game point number 2, 24-17. Takes it at Pates. Pass a little off the mark. They'll bump it back to Bell. She still gets a good angle swing and takes it off the arm of Wenzel and over our head and out of bounds. And Bell Pates with an outstanding opening set. And Pleasanton will take the opening set 25-17 over Johnson Brock. We'll be back and look at the numbers in a minute here on ESPN Radio.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
Quick numbers from the opening set for Johnson Brock. Emily Wenzel a kill. Taylor Buckmeyer 2 kills. Kendra Shreves a kill. Jaden Hahn 7 kills. Jordan Kaler a kill. Audrey Sanford at the only service point. 12 kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves. For Pleasanton, Reagan Weisdorf for a service point. Natalie Siegel 4 service points and a kill. Belle Pates 9 kills. Katie Linder 4 service points, 4 kills. Casey Pierce 2 kills. Chelsea Fisher 4 kills. 20 kills. No ace blocks, no ace serves. Pleasanton wins it 25-17. Game 2 is next on ESPN 1460.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Phillips Insurance Agency, providing crop insurance for over 40 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion into the private market. Find out about coverage available for hail, wind, and fire. Phillips Insurance is crop insurance specialists with a farming background. We specialize in crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in central Nebraska area. Find us online at PhillipsInsAgency.com. Or call Scott, Nathan, or Kyle today.
As we come back to start the second set, serve across by Johnson Brock. Linder takes the first shot across. It's taken back over, and then Linder knocks the air out of the ball and will pick up her 5th kill, and Pleasanton up 1-0. Dumped across here by Siegel. Back to the outside, Wenzel for Johnson Brock. Underway game 2. Left-handed attack goes in the net by Mulring. Tried to take it across. They usually bring in Haley for a little bit in game 2, but first swing, she was not squared up to the net that time, and so Mulring into the net, and it is 1-1. Johnson Brock will serve it here with Emily Wenzel. Tight to the net, Mulring gets the swing, and this time it's good. So the senior Haley Mulring, after an error, answers right back with the kill, and it's 2-1, and Casey Pierce will go back to serve it away. 30-0 Bulldogs, 20-11 Johnson Brock Eagles. Game two, outside attack. Hahn off the tip. Weisdorfer kept it alive. Bump set to the 10-foot line for Pierce. Takes it off the block. One arm up by Hahn, but not good enough. Pierce will get the kill off of Taylor Buckmeyer. The third for Casey. And it is 3-1. So Pierce not only served up a point, but she got a back row kill. Bump set to Hahn. Hahn through the double block and good. Jaden will get her eighth kill. Side out for Pleasanton. And back to serve it away is Audrey Sanford. Sanford takes a little extra time and slaps it down the middle. Picked up by Katie Linder. Set to Pates on the outside. She'll put down her 10th kill already of this match. 4-2 Pleasanton. She's a former Athlete of the Month. The Platte River Preps Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan. Be sure to log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com to nominate your favorite athlete for Athlete of the Month. One boy and one girl winner listed on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Brought to you by B&B Carpet of Donovan, where Donovan Trumbull's Sam Hoppe is the player on the boys' side, and Karen Hulk, of the GICC softball team from Wood River, takes our female athlete. And Chelsea Fisher, while we're telling you all that, just got a kill from the middle to pick up a 5-2 lead. And Katie Linder serves. Outside, Hahn made quick work of that one. Now they've got to find some help for her. Jaden Hahn has 9 of her team's 14 kills. And she doesn't miss much, but they will have to find a little balance if they hope to compete a little bit longer here with Pleasanton. As Nichols serves it away for Johnson Brock. Quick to Pates, but that time Pates into the net. Attack error, point Johnson Brock. And Nichols will serve it away. Only the second time that Johnson Brock has scored on their serve in the match. 5-4 Pleasanton here in the second. The Dogs won the opener, 25-17. Line drive serve, they pick it up, they go to Pates. She's deep this time. So 5-5. On our other court, Bruning Devonport Shickley, after dropping the first game to Hardington Cedar Catholic, is on fire, a 6-1 lead in set two. Nichols serves it across. Siegel goes middle to Fisher. Fisher cuts it across the double block, and Chelsea is there. She stands at 6'2", doesn't have to get much of a vertical. She is already above most of the block out there and can always put a good spin on the volleyball. So Reagan Weisdorfer now serves it away. Into the corner to Sanford. Outside attack. Hahn on the angle is wide again into the Pleasanton bench. Point Bulldogs. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, Pleasanton, Amherst, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming is brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Lexington, Holdridge, and here in Lincoln. Hahn outside, blocked for once, but it goes off that and back over on the Johnson Brock sideline. Fisher teaming up on the double block, and Weisdorfer will go back and serve it away again. Reagan, her second point of the match. Here's Hahn again, tips it over Siegel, and this time they get the kill. So last time she's blocked, this time she decides to tip it over the double and get the kill. 8-6, Bulldogs. And the serve taken across by Hahn, now in the back row, obviously. Out to Pates, she's really trying to knock the air out of that. She puts it long and out of bounds. Point Johnson Brock. And Jaden Hahn all the way back again. Probably just not as much as in a gymnasium, your high school gym, with the curtain splitting the courts here at Pinnacle Bank, and the serve goes into the net. Service error. In their match Saturday that we had against Kennesaw, they pounded out 33 kills in those three sets. Hahn had 13 of them. Then it was pretty balanced after that. Buckmeyer was 7, Wenzel was 6, and now Pleasanton gives it right back to Johnson Brock on a service error. And it will be Jordan Kaler's turn to serve it up here for the Eagles. Rotation 6, down the middle to Linder. Pass tight to the net. Siegel is blocked up there by Buckmeyer. Pass back across, set to Wenzel on the left side. She's into the tape. And attack error for the Eagles. Point Pleasanton, 10-8. Bulldogs, they won the opener, 25-17. And Taryn Flood rotates in to serve it away here for the Dogs. Flood serve. Deep middle. Sanford. Pass middle. Tipped across there by Buckmeyer. Dumped back over by Siegel. Hahn with the save. They'll set outside for Wenzel. She's blocked. Dig made by Buckmeyer. Tipped across by Wenzel. Saved by Pierce. Set Linder. Throws it into the corner in zone 5 and gets the kill. That's the 6th for Katie. Pleasanton up 11-8. The winner of this game will play tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. here at Pinnacle Bank against either Meade or South Platte. As the serve floats across, bump set to the outside, driven across by Hahn, joust at the net, play at the net, falls on Johnson Brock's side. I'm going to give Natalie Siegel credit for the ace block on that one. Natalie stands at 5'6", but got up well there and was able to win that joust. 12-8 Flood again. Bump set outside. Tipped over the double block by Wenzel. Saved by Pierce. To the middle. It's tapped across by Linder. And a back row pass. Johnson Brock gives a free ball here to Pleasanton. It is a slide to Katie Linder on the right side. Blocked that time, but comes over to Buckmeyer. Hahn, a double hit on the set's going to be called here against Johnson Brock. And a timeout will be called by the Eagles. Taryn Flood has put up 3 in a row. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Located where you need us, specializing in you. It is 13-8, Pleasanton Game 2. They won the opener 25-17.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox and water furnace dealer. It's never too late to be sure your heating system is working properly and efficiently. Axman Heating and Air, your water furnace and Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
Let's do business in the Heartland. Heartland Chevrolet Buick, Lexington, Nebraska, the newest addition to the Platte Valley Auto Pony Express winning team. The largest selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs around. Great deals happen here. Sales, service, parts and tires, collision center, and more. Come see why we are the fastest growing auto stores in Central Nebraska. Great selection, Chevrolet Buick, Ford Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. The only thing you need to know for all your automotive needs. Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Pony Express, Chevrolet, Gothenburg, Minden, and now Heartland Chevrolet Buick, Lexington, Nebraska, where everybody gets a great deal and a great deal more.
With our producer-engineer Jeff Babel, Doug Duda back with you here at Pinnacle Bank. Johnson Brock out of the timeout goes Buckmeyer. Her attack pass back over by Pates, dumped over quickly there by Nichols. Outside attack for Pierce, and she's going to get the kill for Pleasanton. Second of the set, fourth of the match here for Pierce. 5 in a row now, and the Bulldogs are up 14-8 in the second set after winning the opener 25-17. Taryn Flood, stronger, deeper in the middle. Handled, though. The set's a little off the mark, but it'll be taken across by Buckmeyer. Tipped back over by Pierce. And Johnson Brock bump set to the 10-foot line. Wenzel didn't get it across. That's 4 hits. And Pleasanton now up by 7. There has not been an ace serve in our match yet, which is unusual. Johnson Brock had a few of them against Kennesaw in the district final. How about almost one? It's overpass, so Linder just got her fingertips on it for her 7th kill. And it's 16-8. Flood just about had the ace. Pleasanton was 7 in a row. Flood into the corner to Hahn. Tight to the net. Set made Nichols. Middle attack that time by Buckmeyer. Save Pierce. Blocked by Buckmeyer. Now Buckmeyer on the swing back on a one-timer handled by Weisdorfer. Pleasanton gets it up to Pierce, who drives it over. Hahn with the dig. Set Wenzel. Left pin blocked. Blocked again by Siegel. She was covering the line with Linder taking the angle. 17-8 Pleasanton. And Flood waits a little longer, now sends it deep. So that'll bring an end to the great 7-0 run from the service line for Taryn Flood. And back to serve it away will be number 9, Christina Johnson, setter. They keep those setters in the back row for Johnson Brock. And they've got some work to do now. Over to Linder. Siegel sets it back to Katie in the middle, and an easy one for Katie Linder. Headed to UNK. Just, again, one of those athletes that you knew the first time you saw him. It was going to be a pleasure to watch him for 3 or 4 years in high school. Mulring rotates back in. Serve across here by Siegel. Back row attack by Hahn. Over Doug, right back off Buckmeyer, and a roll shot by Wenzel. Pates passes it back over, tipped again that time by Shreves, and Linder will then take the set and put it down. And Linder warming up here in set two. It was Pates in the first set. Linder with her fifth kill here in the second set. 19-9. As they're cruising a little easier here in set number two. Set middle, Buckmeyer tries to tip it over, not worked. Pates didn't recognize it right away on the tip. And Taylor will get her third kill. Johnson Brock into double digits here in this second set. With Wenzel serving it across, and there it is, the first ace serve of the match. A little flat off Linder's dig. And another serve coming up for Wenzel. 19-11, Pleasanton won the opener, 25-17. Set to the outside, Mulring blocked. The block by Taylor Buckmeyer. And three in a row here for the Eagles. On our other court, it's Bruning, Davenport, Shickley 16, Hardington, Cedar Catholic 12 in the second. Hardington won the opener 25-17. There's another ace. So it has taken this long for Johnson Brock to string something together, but for the first time, they have put up four straight points. And they still trail by 6, 19-13. Wenzel across to Pates. Outside, here comes Linder, and she overswung into the net. This happens from time to time, not very often for Pleasanton, but Coach Norby is going to call a timeout. Hadn't had to use very many this year, but Johnson Brock's Emily Wenzel has put a few tough serves back there. And it is now 19-14 in favor of Pleasanton. Timeout, Bulldogs, brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at FriesenFord.com.
Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek is a proud sponsor of this broadcast and wish all of the area athletes good luck in their competition. Stop into Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek and see how Chad Messersmith and Mid-States Insurance can serve you. They will help you with all of your insurance needs, including auto, home, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Call 308-856-4913 or stop in their Elm Creek office at 121 North Tyler Street.
Out of the timeout, you can add another point up for Johnson Brock on Jaden Hahn's 11th kill. And after Pleasanton put up 10 in a row, that's 6 in a row here for Johnson Brock. Middle Linder, block Buckmeyer, but out of bounds. Katie Linder with her 10th kill. She and Pates now with 10 apiece. Johnson Brock with their best run of the match, 20-15. And it'll be Pierce. There's an ace. Casey Pierce, again, it's a jump serve without jumping. She tosses it, she gets that spin on it, and gets it to dive down. The first ace of the match here for the Bulldogs. This one easier to handle. Back set, Buckmeyer right side, angle attack down and good. That was a good-looking play for Johnson Brock. Might consider that a few more times, as Pleasanton didn't really have anything covered there. Buckmeyer rotates out. And that will allow Audrey Sanford to serve it up. 21-16, Dogs in the second. Serve it, Linder. Siegel right back to Katie. Tip shot over the double block is good. And just showing the power that this team has, Pates and Linder have just exchanged the two sets on who's doing the damage. And Katie now back to serve it away with Fisher back into the front row, and she's played well. Set middle, the attack by Kaler off Fisher, over Doug Mulring at the net, blocked back at her by Hahn. Hahn's going to win the joust. Point Johnson Brock, down by five, 22-17. And Nichols to serve. Takes it at Pierce. Siegel, another good set to Page. She'll tip it over the double block, and Bell will pick up her second kill of the set. Side out Pleasanton, 23-17. Timeout, Johnson-Brock, brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. Pleasanton 2 points away from a 2-0 lead here on KXPN Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how family physical therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox and water furnace dealer. It's never too late to be sure your heating system is working properly and efficiently. Axman Heating and Air, your water furnace and Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
Back in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth here at Pinnacle Bank Arena with Weisdorfer to serve it across. Out of the timeout from Johnson-Brock. Bump set high for Hahn. Jaden takes it across to Linder with the dig. Outside to Pates. She'll drive it middle, and it's dug out there by Sanford. Outside Hahn over the double block, and she got it down in zone one. Jaden with her sixth kill of the set, her 13th of the match. She'll go back and serve it away here for the Eagles. And Bruning Davenport Shickley is even their match with a 25-17 win over Hardington Cedar Catholic. Hardington won the first set by the exact same score. Set Pates. Pates kind of half swung it and it set deep on her. So point here for Johnson Brock. Hahn tries to keep it going here. 23-19 Pleasanton. Hahn angles it across. Pierce stepped in front. Pates plays it and they'll just have to set it over, and they can't. They set it into the net. Error, Pleasanton. Point, Johnson-Brock. But they called Johnson-Brock into the net, apparently, and so it's a point, Pleasanton. Game point. Serve across, back row attack, Hahn. She'll angle it out, and that'll be it. As Pleasanton will take the set, 25-19, and they're up 2-0. We'll give you the numbers from the state tournament here in Lincoln, brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration, right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Phillips Insurance Agency, providing crop insurance for over 40 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion into the private market. Find out about coverage available for hail, wind, and fire. Phillips Insurance is crop insurance specialists with a farming background. We specialize in crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in central Nebraska area. Find us online at PhillipsInsAgency.com. Or call Scott, Nathan, or Kyle today.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work. So trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
And welcome back here, as the teams don't take hardly any time in between sets here during the timeout. For Johnson Brock, 8 kills, 1 ace block, 2 ace sets. 6 of those kills, though, to Hahn, 2 to Buckmeyer. For Pleasanton, 14 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 1 ace serve. Katie Linder had 7 kills that set. 25-19 Pleasanton. We'll bring you the third set right after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
We start the third set here with Taryn Flood picking up a point for Pleasanton on an attack error for Johnson Brock, so it is 1-0. Flood gets it across, slide right side for Buckmeyer. Pleasanton runs it down, sets outside Pierce, taps it across, and Shreves with the dig. Set to the 10-foot line, has to be rolled across by Wenzel. Tip back over by Siegel. Nice save that time by Shreves. Wenzel on the attack, and she'll get the kill. Shreves with a great play to allow that point to continue, and Emily Wenzel gets just her second kill of the match. Johnson now to serve it away for Johnson Brock. Hahn leads the team with 13 kills. Buckmeyer with 4. Wenzel has 6 points on the serve. As this one's across, and Linder will drive it across. Dug out there by the libero in Sanford. At the middle, Buckmeyer off Linder and got the kill. Fifth kill for Taylor. Johnson Brock takes a 2-1 lead here early in the third set. First point on this rotation for Shreves and Johnson. And Johnson serves it across. Back set, Linder Pierce had to track it down. She got it across. It messed up Johnson Brock. They will get a roll shot across Buckmeyer. Siegel back set, set it across the net. Saved there by Wenzel. Buckmeyer on the attack, and she drops it into the corner for the kill. So back-to-back kills here for Buckmeyer, and Johnson Brock up 3-1. Again, Pleasanton up 2-0. Brooding, Davenport, Shickley, and Hardington Cedar Catholic are even at a set apiece going into the third. Pleasanton outside. Siegel blocked up there. Buckmeyer on Linder. Second ace blocked by Taylor Buckmeyer. 4-1 Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock three times the state champion from 15 to 17. Trying to rebuild it again. Serve to Pate. Slide to Pierce. Right side through the double block. Casey Pierce will get her fifth kill of the match. For Pleasanton, 11 kills apiece for Belle Pates and Katie Linder, 6 for Fisher, 5 now for Pierce. And Siegel to serve it across. Back row attack, Hahn. Jaden brings it on the wing, picked up there by Siegel. Bump set, Linder into the middle, Pierce, blocked by Buckmeyer. This time Katie Linder, blocked again by Buckmeyer. Kinsey Linder will set it, and they'll call her for a double touch. Point Eagles, 5-2. Again, these teams met in the 2018 third place game with Johnson Brock coming out on top. Last year, Pleasanton was third, beating Hardington Cedar Catholic in the third place game. Outside attack by Belle Pates. Good save by Hahn. Right back over to Pates. A quick in the middle to Linder. She'll tip it into zone 4 and get the kill. Katie Linder doesn't tip it very often, but saw the open court and drops it in for her 12th kill. Casey Pierce now to serve it away. And Pierce pounds it into the far corner. Good serve. Handled by Wenzel. Slide. Buckmeyer off the block. It's good. We mentioned that last set. Taylor Buckmeyer, when they can slide her to the right, has been pretty successful here against the Pleasanton block. 6-3 Johnson Brock. Pleasanton won the first two, 25-17 and 25-19. And Audrey Sanford to serve it across at Linder. To the outside, Pates. She'll take it across and put it home. And now 12 kills for Bell. 9 of those came in the first set. Again later today, Amherst and Bishop Bergen. It'll be Amherst's turn to take on the team that has been the thorn in Pleasanton's side as Katie Linder tries to droop one over in the short serve. Doesn't clear the net. Point Johnson Brock. I haven't had many ace serves. I haven't had a whole lot of service errors, but another one there for the Bulldogs. And in to serve it very short is Nichols, and a missed pass. And it's going to go above the net and be put away by Jordan Kaler, her second kill. 8-4. Nichols on the serve. Strong one to the back corner to Pates. Bump set, stays in the back row. Linder will set it across. It would have been close to out, but Johnson Brock played it from off the floor. Hahn takes it over. Linder to Siegel in the middle. Fisher will put it down. Number 7 for Chelsea. Side out Bulldogs. Pleasanton has made it to the state semifinals 3 other times. The last 2 years and back in 76 when they won it all. As Hahn just keeps hammering them down here for Johnson Brock. That's her 14th. Back in 76 when they won it, Pleasanton down Meade, Hastings St. Cecilia, and North Platte St. Pat's to win the title. As Hahn floats it across on a two ball, it's dumped over by Siegel. Struggle, but returned across by Wenzel. Middle attack by Pleasanton. It'll be taken by Fisher, and off the back line, it's good. Chelsea with her eighth kill. As we've said, with so many seniors on this team, Fisher will be the go-to gal next year. And the serve across here by Pates. Back set right side. The attack, one of the few for Knippelmeyer. She is just a freshman. It's picked up and passed over by Weisdorfer. Here's another one to the middle, and this time Kaler is going to take it off the single block of Fisher and finish. Jordan Kaler will get the kill, and that'll make it 10-6. Johnson Brock has led basically the whole way here so far in the third. And Kaler troops it across to Pierce. Back set Fisher, right side block. Pierce is there for the dig. Siegel with the bump set back to Casey. Joust at the net, comes across to Johnson Brock. Good hustle to run it down, but they cannot return it. Kaler was on a dead run into the back support here. Was able to pull up just in time, but nobody else could get that ball across. And Pleasanton will pick up the point. Side out here, Taryn Flood back up top to serve it away. Doug Duda with you here on ESPN Radio, Pinnacle Bank Arena, the 2020 extended four-day state tournament as Johnson Brock tips it over with Buckmeyer. Outside attack, Pierce blocked up there. Knippelmeyer and Buckmeyer. Taylor with her third ace block. And for the first time since the beginning of the match, Johnson Brock is not allowing Pleasanton to put any kind of a run together at all from the service line. Not letting them score at all. They have not scored a point here in the third set off the serve. And across is going to be Johnson to serve. We begin our next rotation through. Quick middle. Pierce. Pierce goes up and hammers it down. Another one of the seniors, Casey, with her sixth kill. Siegel, Molring, Pates, Kinsey, and Katie Linder. Casey Pierce, all seniors on this Bulldog team. We knew 3 years ago they were just hoping for one more championship as they picked it up in basketball last year. Joust at the net, tipped over by Linder, saved that time by Shreves. Middle attack going to be driven across by Buckmeyer. Overdug way back across the net to Johnson Brock. Hahn from the back row will slap it over. Now Siegel sets Linder. A single block is not enough to keep it out of Katie Linder. She'll get the kill. 13th of the match, second of the set. And Pleasanton finally gets a point on their serve. Natalie Siegel looks to get another one. Down 11-9. Pass tight to the net. Johnson slides. Buckmeyer, it's there. Pleasanton does not have an answer for this 5'10 senior Taylor Buckmeyer on the slide. And Johnson Brock back to a three-point lead, 12-9 in our 1-8 matchup. And it'll be Emily Wenzel to serve it across. Stays in the back row. Pates is going to fire it cross corner. Picked up there by Wenzel. Bump set to Hahn from the 10-foot line. She'll drive it over to Weisdorfer. Overdug, tip back over by Hahn. Saved into the outside. Pierce, she'll drive it off the single block. And Casey gets her third kill of the set. Side out Bulldogs. 12-10. Another game has been called off. Washington and Cal in the Pac-12. We had Army Air Force, Louisville, Virginia. COVID is starting to catch up again. Slide, Buckmeyer. Might have been deep, but it's played by Weisdorfer. Set to the outside, Pates. Handled there and set to Hahn again on the left wing. She goes up, ball goes down. The match high 15th kill for Jaden Hahn. Johnson Brock 13, Pleasanton 10. In the third, the Bulldogs won the first two, 25-17, 25-19. Johnson Brock took the lead at 2-1 and hasn't looked back. Siegel sets it to Molring. She taps it across. Hahn is ready. Bump set back to Jaden over the double block and into the corner. She's getting some good spin on that, getting on top of the volleyball, driving it down. And back to Audrey Sanford to serve it up here for the Eagles. Johnson Brock trying to force a fourth set. Over to Pates. Set back to Bell. Bell off the block. And it's down in front of the scorers table and good. Again, not only has Pleasanton not been beaten, in 30 matches they've lost two sets. So Johnson Brock just trying to chip some of that armor away as Katie Linder floats it across. Bump set middle. Kaler goes with a high roll shot. Easy play here as they'll set it to Fisher, and Fisher will drop it down, but they're going to call Pleasanton in the net. Bulldogs are called in the net. Point Johnson-Brock, 15-11. Coach Shane Nordby wants to know who you had. It might have actually been the setter, Siegel, as it was passed pretty tight to the net. And in to serve it away, Olivia Nichols. Neither team has burned a timeout here so far in the third set. On court number two, Bruning Davenport, Shickley, and Hardington Cedar Catholic are all tied at 13, and they're even at a set apiece. Making sure they've got the scoreboard right. 15-11 is what it should be, Johnson-Brock. And we're going to have more substitutions. While that's going on, a reminder that we are here bringing you the state tournament in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, while Kearney Towing is on the road bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Johnson-Brock to serve it away. And down the middle it goes to Pierce. Siegel, Fisher. Fisher through the block, and Chelsea gets her third kill of the set and her ninth already of the match. Everyone in the red on the far side, as both teams are red, kind of anticipating Pleasanton to make that run, but they haven't done it yet, as Weisdorfer serves a beauty, and a double hit going to be called on the set attempt here for Johnson-Brock. Sliding along the floor to pancake it up was Audrey Sanford, but they couldn't get a clean set on it, and Weisdorfer will serve it across again. This time a good set to Hahn. Hahn off the tip, picked up by Siegel, a two-ball return by Fisher. Handled by Sanford. High bump set outside. Roll across that time by Hahn. Pleasanton somehow got it back across, but are they going to call four hits? No, they're going to call a lift. A lift on the Bulldogs. And Hahn now to serve it away. 16-13, Johnson-Brock. Good serve over to Pates. Good pass, Siegel. Slide right side, Fisher. Handled there by Sanford. Middle attack this time, Kaler. Dig in the back row by Linder. Set outside for Pates. On the pin, got the kill. It's bell time. 16-14. Ringing a bell on the outside is Pates. She'll go back to serve it away. Trying to pull the Bulldogs within one here in set number three. Up 2-0. Over to Sanford. Set outside, waiting Wenzel. Blocked by Fisher. Trouble here. One arm save Sanford. Knippelmeyer will pass it over. Siegel will set. Back set Fisher again. This time it crawls over the net. A one-arm save by Kaler. They'll get a chance here with Wenzel, but she hit it in the net trying to go on the near pin here. Tried to cut it short and cut it into the net. So a good rally, and Pates picks up the service point, just her second of the match. And this one, a deep serve that's in by Sanford. Set to the middle. Tapped over Kaler. One-arm return by Pierce. Right back to Johnson-Brock. Again, Kaler. This time it was off the block and good by Fisher. And we are knotted up at 16 apiece here in set number three. With Pates to serve it away to give Pleasanton their first lead since 1-0. Over to Sanford. Nichols sets right side. Kaler blocked by Fisher. Shoved back over by Knippelmeyer. Pleasanton slides Fisher. She had to just tip it across and in the net on Johnson-Brock going up for the block. Four in a row here by Pleasanton. They lead it 17-16. Whenever our match is over, it's the New West postgame show. Final stats, a chance to chat with Coach Nordby. Stay with us. Short serve, middle attack. Kaler throws it into the corner. Picked up by Weisdorfer and dumped across by the center. Natalie Siegel will get just her second kill of the match. Timeout, Johnson-Brock. A 5-0 run here by Pleasanton to take an 18-16 lead in the third. They won the first two, trying to advance to their third consecutive semifinal. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes and wish them good luck in the competition. Stop in and talk to the experts at Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer and Service in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs!
Friendly service every time. Quality is what you'll find where your neighbors and your friends go see Trotter.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
As we come back out of the timeout, Bell Pate serves. It's an overpass. It's going to be tipped down by Pierce. She'll serve it again. Back row attack by Hahn. And it is going to be put away by Hahn. Jaden with her 17th kill. Side out Johnson Brock, but six in a row there by Pleasanton to take the 19-16 lead. And the serve is across by Kaler. Bumps it outside Pierce. Pierce blocked high in the air back over to Linder. They'll set it to Fisher. Fisher comes off the block. And the dig made by Hahn. Set outside Wenzel. Will drive it cross corner. Pates is there. Dumped across again by Siegel. And it's passed back. Barely stays in, but does. Middle attack by Fisher. Out. Out of bounds by Fisher. Point Johnson Brock. We're not done yet. 19-18. Kaler at the service line. Johnson Brock led the majority of this set until the Bulldogs went on that run. And the serve floats across to Pierce. Back set a little behind Fisher, but she adjusts and got the kill. She had to reach back for that one. Instead of going angle, just got it across, and Johnson Brock lunged at it. And that's usually not a good sign. Chelsea Fisher, I've got her for 11 kills, including five in this set. 20-18 Bulldogs. And Flood's turn to serve. Set to the outside. Into the block and down for the kill is Emily Wenzel, her third. Johnson Brock has played well. Let's not take that away from them. They look better today even than last Saturday when they swept Kennesaw. They have come to the challenge, just haven't been able to put a little pressure on Pleasanton as Johnson serves it across. Outside Linder, she's due. She tips over the double block. And nods the head knowing that's in. Kill number 14 for Katie Linder. 21-19 Pleasanton in the third. Kinsey Linder back in. And Siegel to serve it away here for the Bulldogs. Natalie flies it down the middle to Hahn. Bump set to the back row to Hahn. She'll get a half swing on it. Picked up by Flood. Siegel at the net. Sets it for Linder. And she'll put another one away. Katie with her fourth of the set, her 15th of the match. Johnson Brock has a timeout. They need the ball back. As Natalie Siegel fires it across to Hahn. Slide, there's Huckmeyer. She had it picked up by Pierce. Can only be rolled across by Pates. Bump set. This time they'll go to Wenzel on the outside, and they're going to call a double hit on the set of Johnson Brock. Tough one at that time, 23-19, timeout Eagles, Pleasanton 2 points away from another state semifinal. We'll be right back.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are all very proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. The River Stop is the only stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas, refreshment, and to fill your tank. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton. We are very proud to support our area athletes and coaches. Good luck, Bulldogs.
Back in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth, this group of girls won state basketball last year. The football team was in the state final this fall. The volleyball team is undefeated. The football team plays in the state quarterfinals tomorrow on Power 99 against Sandhills Thedford at 6. Natalie Siegel to serve it away now out of the Johnson Brock timeout. 23-19 Bulldogs. Good serve. Set middle. Huckmeyer got around the single block and gets the kill. Buckmeyer with her ninth kill, and five of those are in this set. She's also got two ace blocks. She's had a splendid third set. The senior not ready for her career to be over. Serve across Emily Wenzel on the line. They let it go, and it hits on the line for an ace. 23-21. Wenzel actually has all three aces here for Johnson Brock. One more could at least force a timeout. Linder has it. Siegel back to Katie in the middle. It's dug out by Johnson. Pass to the back row. Has to be bumped over by the Eagles. Pierce to Siegel. Linder again. Tip try down and good, and it is match point for Pleasanton. On the tip from Katie Linder. And back to serve it away, Casey Pierce. 24-21 Pleasanton, and it's match point. Pierce's serve, wide and out of bounds. So Johnson Brock needs to get two off the serve of Audrey Sanford to get to extra points. 24-22, a match point number two for the Bulldogs. Then the junior libero floats it safely over to Linder. Passes off the mark. Siegel has to run it down. A roll shot across. Opportunity here. Johnson with the dig. Two ball return. Kaler flipped up by Pierce. Has to be bumped back over. Free ball. Hahn to Johnson to Hahn. Hahn is down and they're still alive. Jaden Hahn with the kill. 24-23. Coach Nordby not using a timeout here. It's match point number three for Pleasanton. Sanford makes sure to get it in. Here's the set middle. Linder tips it across. Hahn is there. Bump set to Hahn. Left side tip because it was tight to the net. Picked up by Kinsey Linder. Up Pates tips it over. Saved by Johnson. Bump set for Hahn. Half swing off the block. Dug out there by Pates. Set to nobody in particular and passed across. Free ball here for the Eagles. Hahn's going to get a swing. Blocked out of bounds. We're tied. Jaden Hahn, three in a row for Johnson Brock, and we're going extra points, but a timeout by Pleasanton before Sanford serves again. 24 all in the third. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
State Tournament Volleyball brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. Three in a row here for Johnson Brock to keep the match alive, 24 all, and they have the serve out of the Pleasanton timeout. Again, it's Audrey Sanford trying to give the Eagles a lead here in the late portion of set three. Over to Linder again. Siegel has to run it down. They'll just bump it over. Passing has been off. Here's Wenzel to Johnson. Middle attack. Kaler just tipped it across. Set was a little off, so Linder gets a tap into the corner, and it's down and good. Johnson Brock had a chance, but they didn't connect. And it's match point number four for Pleasanton. Linder to serve. Fisher back in the front row. 25-24 Pleasanton. And Linder serve. Handled. Johnson bump set to Hahn. Hahn goes up. Ball is blocked. Over on the other side to Pleasanton. Pleasanton got it back, but out of bounds. Woo-hoo-hoo. They blocked it into the net. Took three swings to get it out of there. But they were able to do it. 25 all. And rotating in to serve it is Olivia Nichols. BDS takes Hardington Cedar Catholic in the third. 25-23. They're up 2-1. Serve over here to Pierce. Set middle. Fisher up. Blocked there by Kaler. Fisher punches it right back over. Bump set out to Hahn. Hahn on the swing. It is good. And now it is game point Johnson Brock. Pleasanton has only lost two sets all year long. It could be three. Olivia Nichols now serves for the game for the Eagles. Across it comes to Pierce. Siegel sets Fisher in the middle. Over swing, and Johnson Brock wins the set. Johnson Brock makes us play more. Only the third set that Pleasanton has lost all year long. Fighting off four match points, 27-25, Johnson Brock. And we'll be back to give you the numbers in a minute.
Buzz's Marine knows that boat buying may not be on the top of your mind right now, but if you want to take advantage of in-stock incentives, first pick on their 2021 inventory, or want to special order your new boat and have it ready for spring, stop into Buzz's Marine and shop the full lineup of Taigas and exclusive StarCraft deck boats. They also have great buys on fishing boats and pontoons. The biggest selection from the east to the west coast. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
Let's take a look at the numbers from the third set. Obviously, the Eagles' best set. They had Emily Wenzel with an ace serve and two kills. Olivia Nichols with two service points. Taylor Buckmeyer, two ace blocks and five kills. Jaden Hahn had eight kills in that set. Christina Johnson, three service points. Jordan Kaler, a service point, two kills. Audrey Sanford, two service points. 17 kills, two ace blocks, one ace serve. For Pleasanton, Reagan Weisdorf for a service point. Natalie Siegel, three service points and a kill. Belle Pates had five service points, three kills. Katie Linder had a total of six kills. Then you slide down to Casey Pierce with three kills. Chelsea Fisher, an ace block and five kills. 18 kills, one ace block, no ace serves. But Johnson Brock wins it 27-25. We go to the fourth set next.
About 90 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. So now when you have the seed of an idea for a new building project from concept to design, delivery to installation, Mead Lumber in Kearney has a team of professionals to assist you with every phase of your project and service that you'd expect from a neighbor. Stop by Mead Lumber at 1440 West 56th Street to get started. Log on to meadlumber.com. Mead Lumber in Kearney proudly supports all area athletes.
We'll put a Pierce, put it down, and Pierce will follow here as they wasted no time to get this fourth set underway. So Linder a kill, her 18th, Pierce a kill, her 8th, and Pleasanton up 2-0 with Natalie Siegel serving for point number 10 in the match. Slide here, and it'll be tipped across by Buckmeyer. Outside Pierce on the swing, slapped out of the back row. Roll shot across by Wenzel. Back corner to Pate. Siegel goes middle. Linder with the tip across. Buckmeyer with a lift, no call. Returned, though, by Pierce, and it doesn't matter. And Casey Pierce makes it 3-0, and Johnson Brock cannot afford to let the momentum switch right back over here to the Bulldogs. 3-0. After that, a superb comeback. It's an ace, 4-0. So Johnson Brock, after winning the third set, now already has a lot of work to do here in the fourth. Siegel fires it across to Hahn. Johnson with the set. Middle attack Buckmeyer, and it is going to be in for the kill. Taylor Buckmeyer with her ninth kill. And back to serve it away will be Wenzel. Wenzel fires it back middle to Linder. Stays in the back row and has to be bumped across. Pass over, set to Hahn, but at the 10-foot line, she'll have to go with a roll shot. At the net, a block by Buckmeyer, dumped over by Siegel. What a dig on that pancake by the libero Sanford. Pass back to Cross. Now Linder tries to tip it over, and a double touch going to be called here on Johnson Brock. Linder will get credit for the kill. Johnson Brock saying that was a block tip, which should not have been a double touch, but they are not going to get the call, and it is 5-1. Serve fired across. Back set. They'll slide it to Buckmeyer. It's off the tape, but it kicked wide and out of bounds. Point Pleasanton. 6-1 Bulldogs. So the last couple of points, some confusion on the faces of the Eagles. Thought they were on the wrong side of a couple of calls. And Pierce fires it down the middle. Set outside for Hahn. Blocked by Pates, and it's in. No, excuse me. Blocked by Mulring, and it's in. Haley Mulring with her first ace block, and we're going to get a timeout called here by the Johnson-Brock Eagles. Two sets to one, Pleasanton, but now they've jumped out 7-1 here in the fourth. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Soil is a living organism that changes year to year, which means soil fertility can vary widely across the field. Don't let this be a limiting factor in reaching your high-yield goals. At Aurora Co-op, they know that grid soil sampling is the foundation to a solid fertility program. Knowing what's going on is important because it helps you build the right plan and utilize your dollars wisely. Aurora Co-op's agronomy experts can help you build the right plan for your acres. To learn more, contact one of their agronomy team members today. Tougher together, we know your roots.
State volleyball tournament action continuing here on ESPN Radio. Out of the Pleasanton serve, Jaden Hahn will get the kill and give it back over to the Eagles. On the serve, they'll set it outside. Pleasanton will go to Bell Pates. Pates is blocked out of bounds. Pates will get the kill. Bell had such a strong start with 9 kills in the first set. That is her 15th of the match. And that'll make it 8-2 in favor of Pleasanton. And back to serve it away is Katie Linder, bringing Fisher back into the front row. Set way off the net. Hahn did a good job to get it back, and Pates will drive it off the block. Dug out by Johnson. Bump set to Hahn again. Comes into the middle of the floor. Linder has it. Set outside for Pates. She's through the block and gets the kill. Number 16 for Bell Pates. Pleasanton up 9-2 now. On court number 2, Hardington Cedar Catholic 7. BDS 6, they're in the fourth with BDS up 2-1. Outside attack, Hahn blocked but out of bounds, and Hahn just keeps racking them up. 23 kills unofficially for Jaden Hahn. Buckmeyer with 9 for Pleasanton. Katie Linder unofficially with 19, 16 for Pates, 11 for Fisher, 9 for Pierce. Serve across by the Eagles, and Pates goes for another one, but it's just off the back line. They're looking for a tip. Nobody called one. Point, Johnson-Brock. Serving it away is going to be Nichols, it looks like. And Olivia into the far corner to Molring, outside to Fisher. She's blocked, comes across to Kaler. Set Hahn in the middle, throws it into the corner. Picked up there by Linder. Set outside Pates. And can they run it down? Yes, they do. What a great hustle play by Wenzel. Molring tipped it over. Johnson-Brock now has a chance off the Knippelmeyer dig. Hahn on the angle attack, and Pierce plays it. Siegel, middle to Fisher. Fisher around the single block, and good. Her 12th kill of the match. What a great effort to even stay in the point by Johnson-Brock's Emily Wenzel. Then they actually had a swing to win the point, but couldn't finish it off. And to serve it away will be Weisdorfer for the Dogs. Outside, Hahn. Hahn tipped. Hahn blocked with a one-hand slapback by Chelsea Fisher. Her third block, 11-4. Weisdorfer, her fifth service point of the match, one at a time for her. Floats it across to Sanford. Hahn from off the floor, blocked again by Fisher. Back-to-back blocks by Fisher. 12-4 Pleasanton. Johnson-Brock's already used one of their timeouts. The winner plays tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. If Pleasanton hangs on, we'll have it here on ESPN against either Meade or South Platte. Roll shot taken across here by Kaler. Slide, Fisher tips it across. The dig made by Nichols. Get it to Hahn, and Hahn with a nice play from the 10-foot line. She wasn't even squared up and cut it into zone 6 right in the back middle. And now Hahn will go back and serve it away. Again, Amherst and Archbishop Bergen next, but that'll be a little later than the 3:30 anticipated start time. Outside Pates almost knocked Sanford off her feet. They return it. Kaler, scramble here by Pleasanton. They'll have to set it across. They just barely did. Now a joust at the net. Fisher tips it down, but that is going to be reaching over the net. They're going to say Fisher reached over the top of the net on a wide ball. There wasn't anybody around her. didn't have to reach over, but they decided to call it. And a point here for Hahn on the serve. She will fire it away, down 12-6. Pleasanton is up 2-1. And the serve across is going to be set outside for Pates, off the block and good. Number 17 with Bell, 13-6 Pleasanton. BDS leading Harrington Cedar Catholic 11-10 in the fourth. And Pates to serve it over. Picked up by Sanford. They're going to go Wenzel on the outside. She's blocked. Starting to lose a little energy in the legs, it looks like, is Johnson. Brock Fisher drives it down. Chelsea Fisher playing outstanding here in this state tournament game. 14-6. Pleasanton, who were beaten in the third, 27-25. They served for the match four times and couldn't put it away. And now an ace serve will make it 15-6. And Pates will go again. That'll be her first ace. Still only the third ace serve of the entire match, with two of them in this set. Pleasanton up 9. Kaler in the middle, throws it into the back. It's picked up there by Linder. Fisher again, tips it over. Handled by Wenzel. Set it back to Emily on the outside. She's blocked, but out of bounds. And give the kill to Wenzel. Just her fourth. And now Johnson Brock has got to start coming back in a hurry here. They need to put together 3 4-point runs as Kaler will serve it. Over to Linder. Set outside. Pierce. She unwinds and gets the kill as it's blocked back off the antenna. Casey Pierce now has her 10th kill. Four different players in double-digit kills here at the state tournament for Pleasanton. And back to rotation one with Taryn Flood. 16-7 Dogs in the fourth. Flood serve taken by Hahn. Set off the net here for Wenzel. She'll try that air pin. Weisdorfer with the dig on a great swing by Wenzel. Has to be passed across. Opportunity here for the Eagles. They go to the middle. It'll be rolled over by Buckmeyer. Back by Linder on a tip shot. Handled by Wenzel. They'll set middle. Now Buckmeyer's big swing is blocked into the net again by Johnson Brock. They have to take it over. Point continues. Linder in the middle is blocked up front. It goes straight up in the air to Johnson Brock from Buckmeyer and returned by Hahn. Long rally here, set to the outside. Pierce, roll shot, picked up there by Nichols. Outside, Wenzel with the tip. It's a patty cake drill. Wenzel is blocked by Siegel. Natalie with her third ace block on the longest point of the match. It just got to a point there where they were just trying to get it back over. And Flood to serve it away. She had that 7-0 run in the first or in the second set, and that's been it. 17-7 as the serve goes into the net. 17-8. Johnson back in to serve it away here for the Eagles. Coming in with a record of 20-11, but six of those losses to Diller Odell and to Fall City Sacred Heart, and an ace serve for Johnson. Christina Johnson, the first player outside of Wenzel to record an ace serve here for Johnson Brock this afternoon, and she'll fire it across. Stays in the middle, set outside. Linder blocked up there nicely by Shreves. Joust at the net, point won by Johnson Brock. Hadn't mentioned Kendra Shreves forever. She got the win on that stuff at the net, and it's put away by Taylor Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer gets her fourth ace block, 17-10. Johnson serve. Stays on the outside. Katie Linder, huge swing. Up in the air off the Hahn dig. Linder on a one-timer, put it in the net. The overhead lob in tennis, waiting for it to come down and didn't hit it squarely. Point, Johnson Brock, 17-11. Johnson continues to fire him across. Back set, Pierce right side, popped into the air. Pretty good defense right now by the Eagles. They go middle, and it's going to be deep from Taylor Buckmeyer. Didn't want to kill it, wanted to place it, and sent it deep. So back over to the Bulldogs, 18-11 in the fourth set. After Johnson Brock took a set, only the third of the year from Pleasanton. And the roll shot is going to be blocked back by Linder off the attempt of Buckmeyer. First ace block of the match for Katie Linder, 19-11. Siegel serving. Nearly an ace, just picked up by Sanford. Back row attack by Hahn. It's deep and out of bounds, and now all of a sudden, 20-11, and a timeout will be called here by Johnson Brock. 5 points away now from the match. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. BDS leading Hardington Cedar Catholic 17-14 in the fourth as they're up 2-1. Pleasanton up 2-1 in 2011 here on ESPN Radio.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Johnson, and Dr. Blake at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to them. Their main office is located in Kearney. However, they are where you are. With 6 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, they provide the highest quality care to everyone. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, specializing in you.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox and water furnace dealer. It's never too late to be sure your heating system is working properly and efficiently. Axman Heating and Air, your water furnace and Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
Out of the Johnson-Brock timeout, Siegel serves again. Slide Buckmeyer and another kill off the slide for Taylor Buckmeyer. That is going to be her 11th kill of the match. Side out Eagles. And they are down 20-12, running out of time with Emily Wenzel serving it across. Has 3 aces, not this time. Pierce blocked Hahn. Jaden Hahn gets her first ace block of the match. And Wenzel goes again. 20-13. So these D1 matches, pretty exciting, competitive at least, between 1-8 and 2-7, although a back row attack here by Pates is placed well. And Bell will pick up her 4th kill of the set, her 18th unofficially of the match. 21-13 Pleasanton. Casey Pierce now back to serve it away. And Pierce sends it deep and out of bounds, 21-14. Audrey Sanford, the libero for Johnson Brown, now ready to serve it up. So they have one more run in them as it's at Linder, stays in the back row, flat set. Pates drives it off the block of Kaler. It's dug out to Hahn. Hahn in the middle, takes it off the tip. Down low to make the dig is Pierce, and they call a double hit on the set attempt of Pleasanton. A 4-1 run by Johnson Brock, and they need more, trailing 21-15. They fought back in the third to force a fourth. As the serve trickles across, they'll slide it to Katie Linder. She'll come near pin and got around the single block of Hahn. Number 20 for Katie Linder. 22-15 Pleasanton. Fisher back in. Linder back to serve it away. And Katie takes it across the net to Sanford. Set Hahn. Hahn up, ball down. Jaden with her 25th kill. 22-16. Pleasanton up. They won the first two sets, 25-17, 25-19, and then Johnson Brock 27-25 in the third. Server cross Nichols overpassed, and we are going to have a net violation called on Pleasanton, or a back row attack. They called a violation there on the Dogs off a strong serve that time from Nichols. So she'll serve again. A little shorter. This time Siegel goes quick to Fisher, and Fisher just slaps it down. Easy one there for the Bulldogs. Chelsea, her 14th kill unofficially. 2 points away from the semifinals again here for Pleasanton. Reagan Weisdorfer to serve. And Weisdorfer into the corner to Sanford. Here's the set to Hahn. Hahn up again. The ball dug by Pierce comes all the way into the back row. They'll try Kaler. She'll tip it across. Siegel got a hand on it. Weisdorfer bumps it over to Pates, who tips it over. A one arm up that time by Nichols and passed over free ball Pleasanton. Siegel dumps it across. Siegel gets the kill, and it's match point again. The first of this set, the 5th of the afternoon, but a little more breathing room this time for Pleasanton. 24-17, match point Bulldogs. Weisdorfer's serve, handled by Sanford. They'll set outside. One more for Hahn. She'll tip it across. Weisdorfer has it. Bumps it up for Pates. She tips it across. Stays over to Johnson Brock. All they can do is bump it over with Knippelmeyer. Here's Siegel with the set. Here's Pates with the swing. Here's on to the semifinals for Pleasanton. It took a little extra work, but the Bulldogs are able to finish it off here 25-17 in the fourth to go to 31-0 on the season, while Johnson Brock played very, very well, but ends their year at 20-12. On the second court, BDS is serving for the match at 24-17 in the fourth. The New West postgame show, final stats and a chat with Coach Shane Nordberry when we return.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at downeydrilling.com.
Transmission problems, sloppy or jerky shifting could be a serious hit to your pocketbook, or sometimes a simple repair is all that is needed. Maybe a solenoid or a small electronic part. Hi, this is Wayne with TBK Transmissions. We'll share some money-saving choices of whether to repair or replace your transmission. Two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, foreign or domestic. The only way is TBK. 2520, Avenue Q, or online at tbktrans.com.
TBK Transmissions, the only way is TBK.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? That question illustrates the point that the same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the bullet spray on bedliners from the Dent Popper protect your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So, your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage. And here's a bonus. It quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for a bullet spray on bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today as Pleasanton wins it in four, and BDS, after dropping the opening set, comes back to beat Hardington Cedar Catholic in four, taking the final set by a score of 25-18. And before we give you a look at the final numbers, we welcome in the head coach of the 31-0 Bulldogs, Shane Nordby, and had to go a little extra work here in the match this afternoon, but girls came out quickly there in the fourth set, coach, and took care of business. But Johnson Brock, I saw the last two matches. They played really, really well today.
Yeah, and we expected them, you know, to come out and play. When you're the top seed, you tend to get everybody's best shot, and we've gotten that all year from everybody that we've played. And good teams just come out on top and do the little things, I think, and we didn't do them as well in the third set. We made a little more errors. They put a little more pressure on us, and you know, then they got the win in the last little bit there.
The other times that you dropped a set, it was the first set against Central Catholic, the first set against Amherst. Here you're up 2-0, and you had four chances to finish it out in straight sets. So a little bit different scenario there. Was there anything that you noticed?
You know, I think we didn't play. We just didn't execute as well. Our serve receive got a little lax. We started running our setter around a little more, and the game becomes more difficult when you do that. And we're a little more predictable when the ball's 12 feet off the net rather than 3 feet off the net.
I mentioned that maybe the you get a little tired, not necessarily you, but Johnson Brock maybe wasn't getting as much elevation there in the fourth set. You guys got five ace blocks in that last set and a few more hands on the ball. You'd been doing it all night, but really that fourth set you took over. Fisher was so good up front for you today, had a lot of blocks up there. Even your setter and Natalie Siegel had a couple.
Yeah, I thought our block did a nice job, especially in that last set. We started touching a few more balls. We blocked a few more back onto their side, and even got a few great blocks that went to the floor. So we did. We touched a few balls early. They did a good job of covering and getting underneath the ball and popping it back up. So, yeah, kudos to them. They played a great match. I'm just glad that we did what we're supposed to do and come out on top.
Shane Norby with us for another minute. Head coach Pleasanton kind of sensing that maybe this would be a sweep the way those first two sets went. It was no surprise. Pates comes out. She's in the front row longer in that first set, thumps everything. Then it's Linder. She's in the front row more in the second set and thumps everything. And then you end up with four gals in double-digit kills.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that's tough to prepare against us is throughout that match you saw every one of our hitters struggled a little bit at different times and somebody else was there to step up and take that lead charge role. And you know, that's what we have, and I'm so glad we do.
With the way it's set up, going to be a quick turnaround for a 9 a.m. match. At least you get maybe a couple hours more rest. But Meade, South Platte, obviously teams that Pleasanton is very unfamiliar with. What do you know about either one of these?
You know, they're both good. They're both here. 4 and 5 seeds, so they did something right throughout the season. We watched a little bit of film. We did some prep work for both of these guys. You know, they're both similar, I think, to Johnson Brock. They have two main attackers, and then they fill in around them with some pretty good athletes.
All right, Shane, we'll let you go watch this while I go to the other side of the net and watch our conference foe Amherst. Something tells me you might be sitting in the middle.
I think I'll find a spot somewhere in the middle, yeah.
All right, Coach.
Get a good view.
See you in the morning.
All right, thank you, Doug. We appreciate your coverage.
You bet, Shane. Shane Norby, they win it in four sets. Let's go ahead and give you the final numbers here for the match, and then we will switch over to the South Court to bring you the Amherst match as they will be taking on Archbishop Bergen. Here's the final numbers I had. First off, for Johnson Brock, we've got Emily Wenzel with 8 service points, 3 of them aces. She had 4 kills. Olivia Nichols, 6 service points. Taylor Buckmeyer played very well, 4 ace blocks. I had her for 11 kills. Kendra Shreves had a kill. Jaden Hahn, 3 service points, an ace block, and a match-high 25 kills. Christina Johnson, 6 service points. 1 was an ace. Jordan Kaler, a service point, 3 kills. Audrey Sanford had 4 service points. 44 kills, 5 ace blocks, 4 ace serves. Johnson Brock ends their season at 20-12. For Pleasanton, I had Reagan Weisdorfer with 8 service points. Natalie Siegel with 13 service points. 1 was an ace. I had her for 3 ace blocks and 3 kills. Haley Mulring had an ace block and a kill. Belle Pates had 8 service points. 1 was an ace, 19 kills. Katie Linder, 6 service points, an ace block, a team high, 20 kills. Taryn Flood, 8 service points. Casey Pierce, 4 service points. 1 was an ace, 10 kills. And Chelsea Fisher, 4 ace blocks and 14 kills. Pleasanton had 67 kills, 8 ace blocks, 3 ace serves, as they win it 25-17, 25-19, 25-27, 25-17. They go to 31-0, and we'll have their match tomorrow here on ESPN at 9 a.m. against either Meade or South Platte. You've been listening to the New West Postgame Show. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We'll be back with you in about 15 minutes for Amherst and Archbishop Bergen from the state tournament, brought to you by Mary Lanning, your healthcare, Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration. For our producer engineer Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda. Stay with us on ESPN Radio.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire,
When the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Contact Barney Insurance. Now at the corner of Avenue Ann and 56th Street in Kearney. Also Holbridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. BarneyInsurance.net.
Mother Nature always has a way of delivering a few surprises. That's why your Nutrien Ag Solutions retailer is always standing by. Formerly serving you as crop production services, we're the same faces you've relied on for years, but now more capable than ever, no matter what comes your way. Delivering access to the resources of the world's largest ag retailer with local growing guidance and expertise. We're more than an unwavering partner. We're the first choice in the field to help you get the most out of yours.
Great Western Bank in Kearney is a proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to wish them good luck in their competition. Great Western Bank, making life great. Our focus is on relationship-based consumer, business, and agribusiness banking, offering personal checking, banking on the go, mortgage, savings accounts, money management, and much more. Find out which account is right for you at 2121 First Avenue in Kearney. Great Western Bank, making life great. Good luck, athletes.
Builders knows that you would rather spend time enjoying your home than constantly repairing it. That's why we offer only the highest quality products from the best known suppliers like Pella Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. We also know that price matters, and that's why we back everything with a guaranteed price match. If you find the exact same item somewhere else, we'll match it. It's not a gimmick or a ploy, it's just our way of making sure our customers get the best products at the best prices. At Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Mexi Fry Nachos have been an Amigos favorite for almost 40 years. I mean, who can resist that warm cheese sauce drizzled over golden Mexi Fries? Well, right now, to celebrate our 40th anniversary, Amigos has added new Queso Mexi Fry Nachos. Crispy Mexi Fries smothered with homemade queso cheese and our famous ranch dressing, then topped with taco meat and made from scratch guacamole. Who knows? You may just start craving a new fave. New Queso Mexi Fry Nachos at Amigos.
The proceeding has been a Platte River Radio ESPN Tri-City Sports Production brought to you by Platte River Preps. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, visit PlatteRiverPreps.com.